Welcome to another live session. I'm Eric Thiel. Joining me today in the JPR studios, two singer-songwriters who have come together for a new West Coast tour, Natalie Dawn, who you might remember as one half of the band Pomplamoose, and Lauren O'Connell, who is a darling of the Bay Area alt-country movement. Natalie, Lauren, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Natalie, you were here once before, kind of. We did a session up in Portland on the one and only Pomplamoose official tour.
Yeah,
and right. You guys were gracious enough to loan us some of the concert audio to make that happen, so it's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you.
You guys are on tour as Natalie and Lauren, but you have made music together in the past as the band My Terrible Friend.
This is true, just to confuse everyone.
So there's a little bit of My Terrible Friend stuff on the tour. There's some Natalie stuff. There's some Lauren stuff. How do you guys keep it straight, and how do you draw the line between what is My Terrible Friend and what is just the two of you on tour?
Well, if I really like the song, that means that Lauren wrote it. So that's how I remember. Well, okay, so we have our solo material, which is genuinely stuff we wrote on our own, and I think it's more... we both have pretty personal solo material, I think, and we're very much like telling our own stories.
Yeah, you use metaphors more than I do. I just like say exactly what happened to me that day, and you're a little more classy and discreet about your lyrics.
Maybe I was really out on a ship that day, and some nautical stuff happened.
Wow,
but
that would be cool.
I don't tell you everything.
I would just feel like I didn't know you at all. but then when we write together, it's a lot more fun. I would say it's just collaborating is generally a liberating experience, I would say.
Yes.
You just don't overthink it.
Yeah. It's easier to not overthink. I think we both admire each other a lot as songwriters and performers. And so sort of trying to meet in the middle is a lot of fun. And there's also a little bit like writing on your own, it's really easy to drive yourself crazy, but there's sort of, I think, knowing if I present a terrible idea to Natalie, she's not going to accept it. So it's a little bit easier to throw spaghetti at the wall and just kind of have fun, throw things out there and see what sticks with both of us.
It's good, though, because when anyone presents an idea, whether or not you think it's going to be terrible, you always try it. And then usually by the time you've tried it, you both agree whether or not it was a terrible idea.
So musically, you guys definitely pull each other towards the center, towards this sort of indie soft folk that you guys make together?
I guess.
Yeah, I think we haven't written a ton of material together. We had our EP in 2010, and all of the originals, one of us or the other had written on our own, and we just kind of came together to perform it and produce it. For our newer material, we are doing sort of genuinely co-writes, and so it is a little bit of a new process for us. But yeah, I think we're trying to land somewhere in the middle.
I think the cool thing about working together is that we have strengths and we're able to, you know, like really. I feel like when I write a song with Lauren, I know that I can sit back and I can sort of take the passenger seat and let her drive where she's really capable of driving. Like for example, she produced all of the material that's coming out on our upcoming EP, and it was really great to write the songs together and then just let her take the reins and produce it, and she did an amazing job on it. She's a really great producer. So that's one of the things I like about writing.
Natalie Dawn and Lauren O'Connell are my guests live today in the JPR studios. Natalie's latest record just out is called Haze. Lauren's latest record is called Quitters. That one out in 2012. They've got a new song out already, a new EP coming soon. The song is called Almost Gone, and they are live today on JPR. What do you guys want to play first?
Almost Gone sounds like a good place to start. It's
right.
Also you can watch the video on YouTube if you want to.
Yeah. So this is a My Terrible Friend song, to be clear. This is one of our
co-writes.
One of our joint song. Yeah.
Okay.
Same old thing. just a chain, smoking heart attack. Hope the phone don't ring, 'cause I'm almost gone. Yeah, I'm almost gone. And it's all the same to you anyway. Hey. Ooh. Babe, why are you holding back? Do the words still sting? Feel the pain.
Natalie Don and Lauren O'Connell live in the JPR studios today. The song Almost Gone. NatalieDonMusic.com, LaurenO'Connell.com, the two web addresses. There might be a little spelling you have to figure out. Natalie is N-A-T-A-L-Y. O'Connell, two N's, two L's. Did I get it right?
That's right.
Got it right. You guys are fairly different musicians, and yet you have come together, obviously, with a friendship and a musical partnership. How did the two of you first meet and realize, hey, we can pull each other to a middle ground and make some music together?
So I was visiting Rochester, New York, which is where Lauren lived, 7 years ago. And the reason we were there is that Pomplamoose was producing an album by Julia Nunes, who's this great artist. She plays ukulele. She writes really wonderful songs. And so we went out to Rochester for about a month.
It was a month.
A month in Rochester, New York, home of the garbage plate. And we stayed there, and Julia and Lauren are best friends. So we ended up hanging out a lot. We had a couple garbage plates together.
Yeah.
Regrettably. But also not regrettably.
You can't look back. Yeah. And so I didn't really know Natalie before she came and visited, but then getting to know her and getting to know her music and her talents, I frantically came up with a song for us to collaborate on because I really wanted to do something with this person before she went back to California and I never saw her again. So we did a song together within a couple weeks of meeting one another.
Yeah.
And it just...
also on YouTube. It's called The Daylight Here, which is so weird that you can go back and just see us in the first 2 weeks of meeting each other.
Yeah.
And then I eventually convinced her to come out to California. And now she lives in San Francisco, and so do I, and we get to make music more frequently.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up the creation of video, because despite being vastly different musicians in general, you have both embraced the creation and posting of videos to YouTube and other places as a very central piece of your respective careers, doing covers, creative covers, certainly in the area of Pomplamoose tunes. But Lauren, you've done the same thing, covers that, that go online and have reached a lot of people and have been more successful at that than many others. Is that one of the things that you guys have in common as you are approaching the creation of music, that there is this visual component always with what you do?
I would say that I am more attached to the visual component than Lauren is. You create songs and don't necessarily make videos for all of your songs.
Right.
You do have a following on YouTube, but you have an even more significant following on Spotify. So if you are, if any of the listeners are ever on Spotify, you should check out Lauren O'Connell because she gets so many plays. For me, the video element has been a bigger part of it. I think because of Pomplamoose, that's just how we started growing our audience. That's where the bulk of our audience is. So I think it will always be a big component of my music.
I think I thought about it more many years ago when I started on YouTube, but it's never what I'm thinking about when I'm writing a song or deciding to record a song or arranging it. It's more just sort of after I've, you know, put the song together, it's a way to reach people.
And whereas we'll actually write a song with a video concept in mind.
Yeah. Right.
Natalie, I know you have a brand new record out. Lauren, it's been about 4 years. Is the creation and release of a record the same as it was a half dozen years ago, a dozen years ago? Does it mean the same from your perspective as an artist to release a collection of songs as opposed to just one here, one there as they get finished?
Artistically, it means the same thing to me as it always has. As a music fan, that is how I want to consume music always. I want to listen to albums. I don't even really seek out singles because I just kind of want to settle into something for more than 5 minutes. So as an artist, I've never really questioned whether or not full-length albums are the way to go. It's what I want to make. The process is a bit different than it was.
In what way?
Largely because of crowdfunding and just the possibilities. Natalie and I have both done Kickstarters to fund albums, and it's really amazing the way people show up to help you out because they, you know, believe in your music, and you can actually reach enough people to get a decent album budget together that, 10, 15 years ago, I don't think would have been possible for independent musicians.
I would say I'm not entirely sure that I believe in the importance of albums quite like you do. I'm really okay with doing singles or EPs, shorter form content. Honestly, I wasn't going to put out this album at all because I just felt like they were sort of songs that I'd written over 3 or 4 years, and I didn't know if they would sound good together, if they even needed to be out there in the world. And I'm really glad that I just pushed through all of that artistic denial and actually just put out the songs that I'd been writing. I feel like putting out an album is a little bit like getting married, in the sense that you, before it happens, you don't really understand what all the hoopla is about. Like, it just seems sort of like an arbitrary thing. It's like, yes, I love this person. We've agreed that we love each other. We're going to stay together. I don't know why marriage is necessarily important. And then you get married and you're like, oh, wow, that did feel kind of, oh, that was really, okay, yeah, that made it feel more official. Now it feels more official. And I sort of had that feeling putting out the album.
Spoken like someone who just got married.
I did. you
Natalie Dawn, Lauren O'Connell are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. They've got a new EP due out soon. What do you guys want to play next?
Natalie, do you want to do your
solo tune? I'll do my solo tune. My voice, in preparation for the show today, I ate a bag of Sour Patch Kids and some salty chips.
We did it together as a team, to be clear.
So really, I'm feeling like I've really cleared out my vocal cords, feeling like I might not be able to hit those high notes, but we'll see. We'll see.
You're easier to love from afar. You're easier to see when I don't know where you are. Like the fork I changed your DNA, I think I could remember you that way. Oh, I'm saying amen. It's easier to hate, and that's what I fear. 'Cause you're easier to understand when the words don't ring so clear. But the knife will fall from a sunny sky when I hear your name and remember this goodbye. Oh, I'm saying amen. 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 Amen.
That is Natalie Dawn, tuned from her brand new record called Haze. She and Lauren O'Connell are out on tour together, and they are both live today in the JPR studios. Information on Natalie at nataliedawnmusic.com. You can find information on Lauren O'Connell at laurenoconnell.com. Well, at least a couple of tunes over the last few years have been upbeat but dark. When I Decide to Kill You, Bust Your Kneecaps. There's a bit of a theme running. What kinds of songs are going to be on the new EP that you guys are creating together?
Yeah, there's definitely some upbeat, hateful material. No. let's see. How would you describe it?
I think of some of the stuff we've come up with. Well, it doesn't all fit in this category, but like kind of dark, but also a little playful.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dark, playful, maybe, I would say maybe just a little twisted.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Little,
I feel like we're like the songs we are writing, I guess this applies to when I decide to, but it's just coming from like a very id place, mm-hmm. and we're just kind of indulging it and having fun with it,
mm-hmm.
which I don't do so much in my solo material.
No.
So it's...
No, it is a bit, yeah, like it's just kind of liberating writing music together because you can just have fun with lyrics and not be like, oh, are people going to think I'm a psychopath if I write this?
This is immediately following an autobiographical song. My album, is this misleading?
I'm guessing between the two of you that, Lauren, you are much more familiar and used to being out on the road touring.
That's not true, actually.
Really?
I have not done a lot of touring.
Despite that many years of making music?
Yeah, you know, because... even though I am less focused on videos and creatively, I also grew my audience via YouTube and via the internet. It was never really took off from a local level or anything. It was more that. And so, which means a couple of things. It means that I can stay home and record at home and kind of work on my own terms. And every time I put out a song, you know, people will show up from... you know, show up to their computers from, you know, Finland or Australia or whatever. And that's an amazing thing. The other thing that means is that people are very thinly spread. So it makes it hard to know what cities you should be hitting. And it's really easy to lose a lot of money on tour if you're playing small shows especially. And so it's just, I would love to do it more, but it's just never made a ton of sense for me.
And I know with Pomplamoose, a lot of it was the logistical difficulty of recreating what you guys were doing in the studio.
Partially. It was partially that.
Because you have not been out, like, as a road warrior much either.
That's true. We were, it's honestly just not how we built our business model, which is a weird thing to say. But the truth is, we... make a living by, and we reach the most fans by putting out videos. So that's what we focus our time and energy and resources on is making videos that more people can watch. I mean, when I make a video, there are thousands of people who watch them. And when I do a show in, you know, Portland, where I'm really excited to play a show, there may be a couple hundred people there, you know, so it's just a different, you don't feel like you're reaching as many people a lot of the time.
So that all said, why are the two of you hitting the road, driving up and down the West Coast, doing a few shows?
Because, well, for one, I think those 200 people that you can reach, they really matter, and that you create a really wonderful connection with the people who get to see you live. And also there's something about the ritual of releasing an album and going on tour that feels like the right thing to do. I don't know that it's actually that it actually makes the most sense in terms of like, well, I just spent a bunch of money on this album and now I'm going to spend a bunch of money, yeah. like, you know, spending time on the road. But it just feels... it feels like a continuation of the celebration of putting out an album.
Yeah, I agree with that. As you were saying, just with the way our, I guess, careers have sort of unfolded, it doesn't... touring is not the most practical thing. It's, for me at least, I think both of us, it's something we do because we want to.
Right, it's like an indulgence. It's like, well... you know, screw it. I'm going on tour. Yeah, I'm going to do this.
You know, it's great. It's great being able to play for people online, you know, getting such an incredible response to videos that we release on the internet. But then it's just, it does not compare to playing for a room full of people who are excited to be there and sharing the space with you. It's still just, that's not, you can't recreate that.
Mm-hmm. I know for some, there's also the opportunity at those individual one-on-one shows from city to city to pass along a tangible thing, that memento, either a t-shirt or a copy of vinyl or a CD or something that you don't necessarily get often when you're simply following somebody online in the virtual space.
That's true. Yeah. Although my online store is really kicked it up a notch with this release.
Well, time to plug. Natalie Dawn and Lauren O'Connell are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. They're out on tour as a duo. Natalie Dawn's latest record just out not long ago is called Haze. Lauren O'Connell has a new project on the way. NatalieDawnMusic.com, LaurenO'Connell.com, and an EP by my terrible friend, due soonish.
Soonish. Next year.
Soonish.
I would say first half of 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still under construction.
So just put a big fat X all over the first half of 2017, and it'll fall somewhere in there.
Just yeah,
find a comfy chair and a bowl of popcorn and just sit and wait.
Yeah.
Check your email.
Yeah. Yep.
Will you guys play one more for us?
Yes. We'll do one from my upcoming solo album now, which is also, let's call first half of 2017.
Okay.
the release date. This song is called Out of Focus, and Natalie's going to help me sing it.
Well, I thought it might help if I could try limiting all my thoughts to meaningless little things, so I'd get hung up on some letter you wrote me. Go outside, imagine the weather in Tokyo. Slightest connection, just fly off the tracks to some recollection of a casual mention of a trip round the planet, a phone call that I didn't get when you landed. Now I still waited for you. Now it's been a long time. It's almost even easy. I get days, even weeks, where you vanish completely. And I know I'm free now of hating or wanting you. I just hate that I still understand what I saw in you.
That is Lauren O'Connell with help from Natalie Dawn on that tune from Lauren O'Connell's upcoming record. Is there a name for that yet? You said early 2017.
There's not a name for it yet. The music is basically done,
and by that you mean the music is recorded.
The music
and mixed,
is recorded,
like actually
and
done,
mixed.
Not
it's
like
done.
Not like I wrote some songs. Like it's mostly
yeah.
done.
Yes, we need to finish up the mixing a little bit and get the songs mastered. But I do not have a name yet. That's always like the last thing for me.
Is that an easy task or a difficult one for you?
No. It's really hard for me. Like album art as well is very difficult. And it's like always the last thing because it's like you spend so much time like writing these songs and figuring out exactly how to present them. And you get, you know, maybe 40 minutes of music. And then it's like, okay, pick a little phrase to sum it all up. And also... you know, represent it visually, which you don't know how to do, but it's very important, and it's an overwhelming task.
Well, how about the EP of My Terrible Friend? Is there a name for that, or is it just going to be My Terrible Friend, the EP?
We haven't talked about it.
The thing is, for that one, we haven't even finished writing all of the
That's
material
true.
On it, so we've got
yeah.
some time. We've got some
yeah.
time to figure that one out.
Not much. You said early 2017, so chop chop.
Well, I guess. Why are you making me think about this right now, Eric?
All right. There will be a name at some point, and you will likely find out about it online, right? If everything
yeah.
holds true to form.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll
That's
be on
right.
Facebook Live or something like that.
Yeah. Facebook Live. There will be videos on YouTube, billboards. Probably no billboards.
There will be many internet information.
Right.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys stopped by.
Thanks for
Lauren,
having me.
Lauren, it's
us.
Nice to meet you. Natalie, it's good to see you again.
Really good to see you.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Natalie Dawn and Lauren O'Connell are my guests today. NatalieDawnMusic.com is the website to go to find out about Natalie's music. The new record is called Haze. LaurenO'Connell.com, the place to go to find out about Lauren O'Connell's music. Her latest is called Quitters, and we've got two new ones to look forward to in the first half of 2017. Mm. That means before July.
Don't hold your breath.